Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo. It's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. Yesterday, as the Yankees closed out their improbable 6-1 start to the year, we saw a little crack, a little glimmer of what could be a big problem, and that's Clay Holmes closing games. So I'm going to give you the five most likely closers for the Yankees come October. All right, here we go.
Already. Here we go!
Number five.
5-1, dude.
6-1.
6-1.
Look, I just want to get ahead of the problem, all right?
All right, go ahead.
Number five, don't freak out, Luis Gil.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
Hear me out. Still not fully a three-pitch pitcher, electric 100-mile-an-hour stuff, an innings limit. If that's the way, once they get some of these starters back, they get him cooking, maybe he's the perfect arm out of there.
Garrett Cole comes back. Yeah. Now you don't necessarily need him as a rotation guy. That's not bad.
I think that's higher on my list. Like, if I was making that exact Cinco, Luis Gil may have been one or two, because I think he's got electric stuff, and we talked about this the other day with the fact that he has not thrown a lot of innings the last couple of years. That his role probably in the second half of the year and in the postseason, if the Yankees are there, and I think they will be, I think he's going to be a very important arm out of the bullpen.
Wow, I thought you guys were going to kill me for that.
No, not at all.
Number four.
Robert Suarez. We already have a good...
Oh, we're making trades now.
Yeah! Look!
Not even on the roster.
Padres under 500. We already clearly know we can engage in trade talks with him. We just dumped a bunch of pitchers their way. Look, maybe Cashman goes back to the well if the Padres season spirals.
Not a bad idea, but the Yankee bullpen is off to an insane start. As always. That bullpen's always good. It's amazing.
I'm glad you mentioned their bullpen, Ev.
Number three.
Ian Hamilton.
Yeah.
Boy, he looks spicy.
Loved
out of there.
Him yesterday.
Oh, another fine for Brian Cashman in that pen. And he kind of has closer stuff.
Oh, no doubt. He looks great. I think that the answer to your question, if Clay Holmes is not the closer for this team, may come from within, and Ian Hamilton is a great candidate.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's Clay Holmes. I think he's still the strongest in-house candidate.
Wait, what was the name of the Cinco? I thought it was to replace Clay Holmes.
No. Most likely closers for the Yankees come October.
Okay, so you have him at number two.
Like that, ultimately, Clay Holmes still figures it out and keeps the job at number two.
I have a prediction. Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
I have a feeling I know what you're putting as number one, and I don't like it.
Okay.
And I think it's dirty, and I think it's disgusting.
I will tell you this.
Do you hear what I'm thinking, Tiki, without saying the name?
You're thinking.
No, don't say it.
I
will just say this before I reveal number one. Clay Holmes was number one as of an hour ago.
No, I see what I'm talking about. I knew it.
Number one.
Edwin Diaz. Look. Bad team that can get a hole for a big-time player. Will Spencer Jones be included in the deal? We shall find out.
Here's what's crazy.
One thing is clear. I think Edwin Diaz is finishing the season in New York.
You want the lefty judge? Come on, man.
Here's what's so funny about
this. Lose Pete. You're going to lose Edwin. Could trade everybody else.
It is April 4th, and Sean has such a smile on his face. Like, oh, you see what I did there? See what I did there? Edwin Diaz. You are the third different person in the last 48 hours to bring up something similar to this.
I'm not saying it's original.
I'm going to give you the two other examples. Number one, Gio in the morning. Things go bad, they'll trade Edwin Diaz. By the way, I disagree with him. Even if things do go bad, they're not trading Edwin Diaz.
Okay.
But okay, he put it out there. Number two, a freaking caller to the overnight calls up Big Mac and says, I got an idea. And Big Mac's like, what you got? And he says, makes sense for everybody. Edwin Diaz to the Yankees.
Oh, of course.
For Spencer Jones.
Of course. Chris loves that. That works for him.
He said no.
Oh, he said no.
Oh, come on.
No. Oh, wow.
Big Mac.
Why did he say no? It was his reason.
Can't trade Spencer Jones.
Oh, that's ass. Wow. If we got a chance to fin, that's the closing piece. You go trade Spencer Jones for Edwin Diaz.
Right. Unbelievable. I am glad. And by the way,
this feels like turnabout, right? You guys are pining for Soto. Now Yankee fans can pine for Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, but the difference is it's like Knick fans pining for Mikal Bridges. It's not going to happen. Like, we could waste our time and pretend like it's going to happen. We could do that, but it's not going to happen. Number one.
Yeah, you're right. Soto's never going to the Mets.
Well, maybe Diaz could come and tell him how great Queens is.